Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Goodness, was that Rolando Mandragora or was that Ronaldo Mandragora who scored the winning goal in tonight's Coppa Italia semi-final first leg between Fiorentina and Atalanta? An absolutely astonishing goal to seal the 1-0 home win for Fiorentina, which leaves the tie very in the balance. I think when the dust settles on this one, we may actually come away thinking, oh, you know, was this a missed opportunity by Fiorentina to put the tie to bed? Because they were certainly the better team. And I don't think any of us called that when we were previewing this game on the Serie A Chronicles main episode this week. I don't think any of us thought that called Fiorentina going through. There was a bit of discussion about who this cup meant most to, about who winning it would mean most for, and Mina and Patrick both pushed back on me saying that they thought Atalanta would view this as a big priority, where I was saying that perhaps the Europa League with the two games against Liverpool might feel like a more alluring prospect in the fight for Champions League spots in the league as well. But as they rightly pushed back on me saying that Atalanta have, in fact, the Preziosi have spoken about the desire to win something, to crown this Gasperini era. So certainly a big game for both teams, but Fiorentina had easily the better of it. It was a really high tempo, intense game of football, more than overspilling at certain points. I think there were 32 fouls in total in the game, which is a lot. I think this point was flagged up by Ultimo Uomo, but the most fouls on average by any team in Serie A this season is Verona, who are giving away just shy of 14 fouls a game. So if you think two Veronas would still only average 28 fouls a game, this game had 32, which tells you something if you weren't watching it about what sort of game it was. Really, two teams who I think both wanted to be able to set the tempo, both teams wanted to be able to dictate and play high up the pitch, and they collided and Fiorentina got the better of it. I think there were some really smart tactical decisions by Vincenzo Italiano, who, by the way, has a really nice record against Gasperini. I think 5 wins in 9 head-to-heads, 2 draws, so only 2 losses. You wouldn't necessarily think that, given how much praise all of us, and certainly us on the podcast, give to Gasperini for what a smart tactical coach he is. It almost feels like the job that he's done at Fiorentina has gradually been underestimated, it feels, at the last little bit, because this season has slightly gone off the boil, because they're no longer hammering on the door of those Champions League places, perhaps because as well we've got a new darling, a new media darling in Thiago Motta and Bologna. It feels like the appreciation for Italiano has slightly dipped away, but actually he has come off really well in these games, and the key move perhaps in this one, Giacomo Bonaventura, who I think we all thought was going to be playing in front of the defence, pushing up and really trying again, all about setting that tempo and closing down the space really early on. It wasn't necessarily pretty. I don't think that either team expressed itself in a as compelling a way as they're capable of. I think both these teams can play quite creative and pleasant, easy on the eye attacking football, whereas this became more of a battle because of that real struggle to see who was going to win the right to impose itself, to decide whether the baricentro, where the centre of gravity of this game was going to be. And Fiorentina, like I say, won it. And I think that comes down to a few things. It comes down to that positioning of Bonaventura, who was certainly pushing higher and squeezing the space for Atalanta from quite early in the game. I think it comes down to certain individuals who just manage those situations better than others. Lucas Beltran, really a smart performance from him at times. I think he showed he can hold the ball up. He shows he knows how to protect possession, which was so important in a game where, again, just violent challenges throwing in left and right. You need someone who can shield the ball. And I think he really showed that to be part of his skill set in a way that, for instance, someone like Maranchuk, you look at for Atalanta as being that player who wants to take an extra second on the ball, who wants to be able to express his creativity and to make Atalanta more than just this get-in-your-face, high-tempo team. He really wasn't able to do that at all. There's this gif that I've just been looking at from the game of Beltran, and it almost, for the Game of Thrones out there, it's almost like a Hodor moment, let's put it that way, without trying not to spoiler too much. Listen, if I'm spoiling Game of Thrones for you, then you need to catch up because it's been out for quite a few years. But almost that sort of moment of just resisting this great pressure behind him to create space and to take some room on the ball. But really, it was chaos at times all over the pitch. You had this extremes on both sides. You had players like Kolasinac, who, of course, another one of those ones I'll remember from Arsenal days, advancing all the way up from...
Head to SerieAChronicles.com/Patreon now and subscribe to the Chronicles Tifosi Patreon membership with a free 7-day trial. Get early access to every full-length episode and voice note before the rest of the world. Plus, all episodes are 100% ad-free. And you get bonus Patreon-only exclusive episodes, video episodes, and behind-the-scenes extras. Also, be sure to join the new chat community in the Patreon app and chat with fellow subscribers.
Sports Social Podcast Network.